The president's plan is of special interest to American troops who may be returning to Iraq. NPR's Martin Kosty found some of them near Fort Lewis in Washington state.
There's probably no better place to find once and future Iraq veterans than at Galloping Gertie's Bar and Grill. Gertie's is right across from the National Guard's Camp Murray and the Army's Fort Lewis. Almost everybody in the bar either knows someone serving in Iraq or is going there soon himself. But as President Bush appears on the big screen, the 6 o'clock happy hour crowd barely glances up.
The Iraqi government will deploy Iraqi Army and National Police brigades across Baghdad's 9 districts.
The bartender, Michelle Stokes, is married to a soldier, but she hardly looks at the TV either.
Me personally, it's the same stuff over and over, and it changes so much anyway, so why watch?
That doesn't mean Stokes is oblivious to Bush's plan for Iraq. In fact, most people in the bar have already heard about the surge in troop levels. Stokes says she just doesn't think it'll do any good.
I don't think that would solve anything but more heartache, more chaos.
Down the street from Gertie's, there's Bell's Barbershop. It's just one of a dozen or so barbershops along this strip. They do a brisk business, keeping servicemen's haircuts regulation trim. Several soldiers are here now, and they're paying more attention to the speech, but it's not friendly attention.
And one message came through loud and clear. Failure in Iraq would be a disaster for the United States.
It's a disaster for you.
You are.
These soldiers are part of the Striker Brigade based at Fort Lewis. Their units have seen heavy combat in Iraq, and they're heading back there in May or maybe April. They say they just found out they're leaving earlier because of the president's plan. They're angry, but they refuse to give interviews, saying they have standing orders not to talk to the media about the war. Sitting in the barber's chair, Michael Wallace says he's not military, but his sister is in the Army, and she's already spent a year in Iraq. He's not happy with the president's plan either.
I think the best thing to have been done would have been for him to pull out after realizing, you know, the soldiers were not capable of being successful in the atmosphere in Iraq.
Are you worried about your sister having to go back because of something like this?
I'm not necessarily, per se, worried about her having to go back. I mean, because anyone understands you enlist for the military, that's what you enlist to do. But I think that it's unnecessary, I think it's really unnecessary.
Finally, one soldier who's been sitting quietly waiting for his haircut says he will go on the record.
I don't want to die over there. I don't think it's worth it.
Specialist Matthew Hammer is out of uniform, and he kneads his hands nervously as he talks.
It's sad, because I just had a newborn baby 5 days ago, and I got 3 other friends who are having kids. One's having one in March, and we're leaving in February. One's having one in June. And we all 3 just got married to our wives, a couple months ago, and we just found out we're leaving to go to Iraq again. We're having babies and stuff. Now we got to move our families back to New York and stuff like that. It's just a big mess.
And that seems to be the consensus, at least around here. This is the neighborhood with the payday loan shops and the coin-op laundromats. In other words, the enlisted men's neighborhood. There's undoubtedly a wider array of opinions about the president's plan and the military as a whole. But on this street, the mood ranges from indifference to resignation. Martin Kosty, NPR News, DuPont, Washington.